tasty stuff. Hanging the avenue. You got to change your voice. You got to put it around.
He doesn't open his mouth properly. You never understand what the lyrics are.
Well, no, he does. He opens his mouth very wide. It just somehow there's a the tongue's not quite working as it needs
something
to.
Something
right. Keep it going, Trent, like this. Yes. You can do that sort of stuff. Hey, on this day, the 19th of May, we are celebrating the birthday of the one and the only James Rain, who was born where, do you reckon? It's a bit different part of the game.
I'd say country New South Wales.
Country New South Wales. Matt Stewart, good morning to you.
Morning. I know he lives in Middle Park.
Right.
Does he?
Yes. Really, he's friends with our learned friend.
Right, you know, okay, yes.
I can tell the time by looking at the sky, mate.
Oh.
I'd say he's a true local, and I'd say he's born in Burwood or somewhere.
You are both way off the mark. James Rain was born in Nigeria, Africa.
Oh, I get phone calls from Nigeria quite regularly. Yes. It's James.
It's James. He was born in Nigeria. I did not know that until right now. But of course, a very, very famous man around town in the world of music. Motor's Too Fast is the name of that. 88 was that song. Hammerhead, of course, 87. Fall of Rome, 87. Had a big sort of period there, a little purple patch there through that phase of his life. He's having a birthday today. I'd like to know from you, Adam White first. How old is James Rain?
I'm going to go with 66.
Pick up sticks.
I was thinking exactly the same. So, but he's got a bit on him. I've got a funny James lift in a story in a lift with him.
Steve-O says down. He says unders.
No, I'd say he's. I reckon what 65.
65. Not 67. You've gone 65.
67 then.
I'm just asking quick.
Well, I'm trying to read your face. I'm sticking with 65.
You sure?
Yes.
67's a good number.
Don't try and kid a kidder.
James Rain today is 65.
Matthew Julian Stewart.
Oh, correct.
MJS. Well done to you. Happy birthday to James.
He's my wheelhouse.
Well, yeah, absolutely. So Claudia Carvin's having a birthday today. Claudia's 50.
50?
50 for Claudia.
Well, when you say her name, what do you think of?
Secret Life of Us.
Yeah, I do too. But what was that movie she in?
The Big Steal?
Yes.
Yes.
That announced
Ben Mendelsohn?
Itself. Yes.
Yes. Yep, I know it.
Yep. Andrew John's having birthday today. NRL legend.
He's in the news at the moment.
He is. What was he in the news for?
Because he rang up Craig Bellamy and said, keep coaching.
That's right.
He was about to retire and he said, you're still the best coach, keep coaching.
And Craig said yes.
And Craig said, okay, and he changed his mind. He's going to coach the Storm again next year.
Which we're very excited about. Although, I'd like to talk to him at some stage. He's 48 today, by the way. Aaron Phillips, a legend in Australian sport, is 37. Who else is having a birthday today? Marshmello, American electronic dance music producer and DJ. You know Marshmello's work?
Oh, I thought you were going to say the Marshmello Man from Ghostbusters.
No, the Stay Puft, no. 30 today of Marshmello. Grace Jones, Jamaican-born model, singer and actress, was married to... She married to someone?
Vinnie Jones.
No.
I've just lost her.
She was in one of the Bond films.
Yeah, she was a Bond one.
And I think she'd be close to 70.
74. That's spot on for you. And who else we got? So that's about it, really, today. Happy birthday to all. We do say thoughts and prayers to the family of Carla Zampatti, who passed away last year.
Very sad. Carla was terrific.
Very fresh.
So our learned friend is friends with James Rain, and I keep begging him to ask James Rain about a certain incident that occurred in a lift at the Park Royal Hotel on the way to James Rain performing acoustics at a racing carnival launch 20 years ago.
What?
So this is the story. There was a racing carnival launch at the Park Royal Hotel, and it's got a little lift that goes up about three floors, right?
Only lazy people get in the lift because most people would take the stairs.
Well, Matt Stewart, James Rain, and about five others got in this lift one day, and there was a poster inside the lift saying, James Rain, acoustic racing launch today. And there happened to be a little flyer in the lift. So there's a few people in the lift. I'm in the lift, and James Rain happened to be standing in the back of the lift. He was going up, and he was about to prepare to do his set. Anyway, the lift's a bit crowded. These two women get in, and this is 100% true story. They see the flyer.
Were you in the lift?
I was in the lift,
right,
too.
Just check.
They saw the flyer, but they didn't see James Rain, three people back.
Oh, no.
And they look, oh, God, James Rain. Can you ever understand a word he says? He sort of whines, and I'm going, oh, my God. And then when everyone got out on the third floor, he just said, I am here, you know. And I was dying for him. I was thinking, just shut, don't say anything other than what you're saying, because he knows he's got a bit of a whiny voice, so he's probably good with that. Oh, God. Three floors it was, and it went for about an hour and a half. He shrunk. He came out a dwarf. He shrunk that much.
Brilliant work.
So I got a phone call. You know how I'm off the Olivia Deleuze?
Yes.
God's testing me. I was out the back with Mickey Barlow yesterday, and I got a phone call from a sort of just a standard 9650 Melbourne, whatever.
Yeah.
You took it, didn't you? Don't answer it. These are always never any good. Finally answered it. Is this Matthew Stewart?
Oh, no. What have you done?
Cops again. What have I done this time? And he said, it's Sam from Michael's IGA in Keysborough. I thought, oh, they've pinged me on CCTV for something. And he said, you may remember entering a competition a few weeks ago. And I thought, I didn't. Oh, I did. I went and bought a bottle of red, and the woman said, look, no one ever enters these things. You may as well enter this competition because we never get any entries. So I entered, and Sam from Michael's IGA said, well, you've won some premium wine. Would you like to come out and pick it up? And I'm like, mate, I'm dry. I'm having a dry month. He said, well, it's not going to be here forever, so... Went out there, got a picture for their Facebook site yesterday, went home, stared at this amazing four-pack, which every bottle's worth 100.
Oh, wow.
Next thing you know, my son Ollie and I were devouring it at Joe's Pizza and Pasta last night.
You've broken the dry spell.
So we're hooking into the red, I'm woofing down garlic bread and rekindling why I love it so much.
So was that just a cheat day? Or
are you back on? Cheat day, because as you know, I'm a weak man. So I need you to give me a stern talking to out the back later, because I am dead set wavering, mate. I'm telling you right now.
Well, after that,
I got red wine lips?
You do? I was wondering what that was. Did you walk yesterday or swim yesterday?
No. This is what I'm saying.
You didn't do any of that?
I fell off big time.
Oh. We had this discussion yesterday.
Too drunk to go for a swim.
It was at night time.
Oh, no, the outdoor pool finishes at 7:30.
What time did you have your pizza and dinner? Wine?
And pizza.
Well, I have a child, so reasonably.
Twilight session.
Well, we were hooking in by the time I could have gone for a swim anyway.
I have a child. He's a man.
He is. He's huge.
He's drinking red wine and pizzas with you. Having
he's huge, and I always he always says at the end of dinner, why do you always lecture me? Well, let's not go there.
Well, anyway, we digress, okay, because tonight's a big night.
You know how the Greyhound races just come flash past so quickly, and there's lots of them. You kind of forget that every race has a story, you know. And the story of Michelle Marlier and Jason Adams from GRV said to me, oh, look, there's a really interesting story with Michelle Marlier, and she's got Aston Velvet and Golden Quest, who are drawn 5 and 6. They're both roughies. But there's a really heartfelt story behind them, other than the fact that Golden Quest particularly, she whelped, reared, pre-trained as she did her mum. So this is very much part of the family for Michelle Marlier. But back in March, she lost her dad very, very suddenly, Charlie, who was a legendary figure in greyhound racing, a terrific trainer. And she was his best mate. You know, they were side by side, glued to the hip. And, you know, she broke down in tears, even rekindling the story on the phone to me, a perfect stranger. And when Golden Quest won last week, she was extremely emotional about the victory, and she said that, you know, it would just be an honour to win for Dad, who had two near misses in the Sandown Cup, both beaten ahead. Ooh. And here she is trying to prove to her recently deceased dad that everything that he taught her and so on can be vindicated with her ability to train the winner of a Sandown Cup tonight. So she's got these two greyhounds, and you know, it's what we talk about, Whitey, with Formula One, and, you know, how do you actually get people interested in something that will then parlay probably into wagering? And you can shove speed maps down people's throats and numbers and tearing races apart, but if you get to have some connection with the participants definitely. In the race...
Absolutely.
For instance, this race tonight, I would have watched it because it's the Sandown Cup, but I wouldn't have been invested in it. Now I'm going to be hoping like hell that Michelle Marlier can win the race, and she's got an owner too... in one of these greyhounds. He's a guy called Christopher Perkins, who she said this will mean, this is worth $765,000.
Yeah, it's worth winning.
So Christopher Perkins is the owner, and he's not Lloyd Williams or anything like that. He's like you and I. He lives in the suburbs. He's got three kids. He's got a mortgage. She said this would be a life changer for this owner. So suddenly I'm looking at this race thinking, and I'm sure every other greyhound has a, not as, probably not as poignant a story, but they all have a story. And I'm thinking, I will be jumping through the roof if one of these greyhounds trained by Michelle Marlier can win tonight, particularly the one owned by Christopher Perkins, because they'll pay off his mortgage. You know, and she said she's going to do a Damien Oliver if she wins, if she's going to storm up the straight and kiss the heavens to her father. And all. So all of these things are going on, and it just goes to show how important it is if you can just engage. Because let's face it, to a lot of us, the greyhounds are flashing numbers, aren't they? They just flash by, which one are you on, the pink, the yellow, the seven, the eight, the squeeze box. But if you can sort of humanise the race a bit, then suddenly you're going to be really seriously cheering for one of them. And I don't know the other stories of the race, but I do know this story. And she said it could go their way in the first 50 metres. If the one drawn five can cross because it's a mad railer and slam across to the rail, I think potentially take a few out of commission.
Well, that's
then the one drawn the six will come across with it. So it might clear a pathway.
Golden Quest.
For Golden Quest.
Good.
So
good.
I think
this is what it has to happen. We talk about this a lot, storylines. Get to know the participants, tell the stories rather than just watching the action. Understand why and how people get to this point, or animals get to this point where they can do what they do. And then you connect. That's how you connect with people.
Well, I'm going to get much more engaged via that sort of story than if someone stands there for half an hour and tells me about the speed map and the wagering picture and the this, the that. That's not going to make me feel for the race.
Because it's actually the RSN Sandown Cup tonight.
Yep.
That Gareth Hall.
There's a posse going out there.
There is. Gareth Hall is going to present the trophy.
Now,
hopefully, he's presenting it to Michelle Marley.
I have an issue with the entire meeting tonight.
Why is that?
Well, there is the RSN Sandown Cup night race, which is the first one. And then race three is the RSN Racing Pulse. And race four is the RSN Central. And race eight is the RSN Sandown Cup. I don't see an RSN Breakfast Club race.
Well, it's done.
Can you explain to me why that would be?
It's done on ratings.
Well, if that was the case, we'd be the only one.
Well, true, that's true.
We'd own the whole card. Ratings bonanzas we are. Can you explain to me, Adam White, main man around these parts, why there is no RSN Breakfast Club race tonight? Well, no, you can't.
Clearly, there's a misprint.
There's no misprint. It's not there. It doesn't exist.
You've cornered him.
I'm barracking for Michelle Marlier.
Yeah, I'm
with you.
I am too. And there's going to be a nice yarn written on our website soon. It'll go up there to look ahead to the race meeting today. And this prize money, $760.
It's serious money.
What the hell is that all about?
It's magnificent.
And she said, look, if it doesn't work out, there's a race up at the Gardens in Sydney worth a cool $500,000. So
I'll take that
Greyhounds.
Too.
Harness racing's got to be alert because greyhound racing in recent years they've flipped the pie a bit, the share. So harness racing has a real challenge to hold its position because greyhound racing is really, look at this prize money. The disparity between harness and greyhound prize money should be of some concern to harness racing.
Number
because
two's,
they've got to bridge the gap.
Number two is the favourite. Mpunga Ruby is $2.50 at tab.com.au. I'm disappointed the RSN Sandown Cup isn't being run at 927 tonight.
So,
anyway.
It's 834.
That would be,
834.
That would be good, wouldn't it?
We had one race the other day with an RSN tag that was at 927.
927 is getting a bit late for some of the rapscallions from RSN who are going.
I'm going tonight. And I'm,
are you going down?
No, I haven't been invited.
I was very enthusiastic about it.
Breakfast Club race.
Until I realised that the buffet is not in operation.
I think that's COVID related.
Well, but it was coming back, Matthew.
I know, you're very, very big on food related issues.
Speaking of
FRIs.
What's ever happened to Ronald McDonald? I want you to investigate, where is Ronald? Andrew McDonald's coming up after 8. It's not a different one.
The Hamburglar killed him, didn't
it? What was the purple guy called?
Grimace.
Grimace, very good. You got that.
I'm all over that.
Emma got that last night.
I want to know, when was the last time you saw Ronald McDonald?
Well, can you tell Lou Spargo that there's been a change of plans and that I promised her a bottle yesterday because I thought there was only like 12 and I could give her one with about $20 and now that there was $100. Well, can you tell Lou Spargo that I'm reneging because she's great but she's not $100 worthy?
I would never tell Lou Spargo that. I would give her all the bottles. That's what I would do because she's a magnificent woman.
Oh, she's outstanding. But is she worth a $100 bottle?
She's worth $300 bottles.
All right, well, you can give her yours.
I don't have any. We'll get to a break. Thank you, Matthew.